Over the last couple of days, we've been hearing heartbreaking stories about how domestic abuse has ruined the lives of young women.
My whole family were in turmoil.
You are powerless. You become powerless to do anything.
I'd rather them just kill me than carry on. Like, I used to just be like to them, just do it.
But what about the people who carry out the violence?
I assaulted my partner of 5 years by accidentally hitting her with a drawer from the bedroom.
This is Ian, who's been telling Hart Anna Hodges about how the violence in his relationship began.
We had a bit of an argument in the house. We ended up pulling on the drawer. The drawer broke and we both sat down. Threats were made, this, that and the other. Then in my anger, without looking, I threw the piece of drawer I did have under my arm on the left-hand side, which caught her on the forehead and gave her a couple of stitches, you know, butterfly stitches on the forehead there. This was seen by the child. He mentioned it to a pupil at school, his friend, and teacher overheard this conversation and, as quite rightly so, instructed social services of the matter.
What happened next?
I was asked to remove myself from the property or I would have been forcibly removed. We had meetings and such like with social services, conferences, police attendants, health visitors, people, teachers from the school, things like that. I wasn't allowed to go round if and when I wanted. I had to be supervised contact, which is 1 hour a week on a certain day when I can get someone who's been approved by social services to come with me.
Every week, Ian has to attend a special course for men who've accepted what they've done.
I have a violent past. Not so much with partners, you know, it's growing up, it's the way I was brought up. I'm a Liverpool lad, born through and through, and it's just the way our family was brought up.
Do you ever worry that perhaps you could slip back into the old you?
That's on my mind most of the day, every day. And we're all human, no one's perfect, you know. Everyone will argue at some point, and no doubt we will again in the future, but I don't think I'll be slipping back to that old me. I didn't like that old Ian, I like the new Ian.
Already this week, we've heard how 90% of abuse happens in front of the children, as it did with Ian. Tomorrow, we'll look at how to tackle that problem.